But I want to talk about something that was brought to my attention, a few hours ago. One of my listeners, I got loyal listeners. I got the best. I think I have the best listeners in the radio podcast world. I'm serious. I do. I think I do. Maybe Mark Levin. Maybe he does. Maybe Glenn Beck does. I think I do. Okay, so I'm gonna keep with that. So one of my listeners tweeted me. Okay, they tweeted me a story in Vanity Fair. One of my listeners, Advantage Trump. Okay, and they tweeted me a story from Vanity Fair. And the tweet says, does the Trump campaign listen to the Rob Zicari show? The Rob Zicari show. It sure as hell seems like it. Rob Zicari making point for weeks. Genius. I'm a genius. I don't know if we can go so far as to say I'm a genius. I might just be mildly smart. Mildly. Just mildly smart. So, this Vanity Fair article, the headline reads, is Donald Trump's endgame the launch of Trump News? And it says the candidate is considering starting his own cable empire. Now, I'm not going to go through and read this entire piece. Okay, I'm not going to go through and read this entire piece. Just going to pick out a couple, just a couple little tidbits. Every election cycle has its own breakout media star. In 92, it was CNN. A few years later, it would be an email blast called the Drudge Report. By 2000, the country had more or less been neatly delineated between MSNBC and Fox News households. In 08, election introduced Politico and the Huffington Post to the adults table. BuzzFeed joined in 2012. The breakout media star of 2016 is inarguably Donald Trump, who has masterfully and horrifically demonstrated an aptitude for manipulating the news cycle, gaining billions of dollars worth of free airtime and dominating coverage on every scene. Now, several people around him are looking for a way to leverage his supporters into a new media platform and a cable channel. So that's how the story starts. Now, remember, I've been talking about this not just for weeks, okay? Advantage Trump, not for weeks. I've been saying this since we've been on the air, okay? Since we've been on the air. Since we've been doing this show, I've been talking about the media. I've been talking about the only way the Republican Party, conservatives, people opposite of the Democrats, the only way The Republicans are going to take control of this country is by controlling the media. And it's not a message. It's not manipulating the media. It's not getting on TV. No. It's owning the organizations that get the message out. It's owning the anchors. It's owning the writers. It's owning the system. I've been talking about this for a good 2 years. Now, does Trump listen to the show? Who knows? Maybe. I do send him and a few of his campaign people our stories. Remember, the stories that we do are cleaned up versions of segments that I do on the show. So every day, sometimes I do two segments, sometimes I do three segments, sometimes I do four. And then we take a break and we play Baked Alaska, or we play the Huge song, which, by the way, my girlfriend does not like. She goes, "Oh, I hate that song." See what that the whole mambo music going on. No good. Stick with just Baked Alaska and Trump Train. I said, okay. So I do those segments. And then after the show, I email with my producer writer. And some days I know exactly what segment I want. Some days I'm torn. Some days I go, "Oh, well, that was a good segment, and the other thing was a good segment. What do you think?" So we decide on what segment was the best, the most pertinent of the day, what will get the most impact. And then my writer producer puts his headphones on his stinky head. And then he listens to the show. And then he takes what I say and puts it in a well-crafted and witty article, blog post, whatever you want to call it. So when you read those articles, that's what you will get if you listen to the show. So if you like the articles, if you read the article and go, "Wow, that was a pretty good article. It was witty, it was funny, it was engaging." That's what this show is. So I send those articles off to Trump, off to Hope Hicks, off to Corey Lubinowski. Now, maybe they read them and then they listen to the show. Who knows? Maybe better than Mark Levin. A lot more entertaining than that goofball. So I've been saying this for a year and a half. I've been saying this for a year. I've been saying this for 8 months. I've been saying this for 6 months. I've been saying this for 5 months. I've been saying this for 2 months. And I'll continue to say it. You gotta own these media outlets. You know, yesterday when we were talking about the Washington Post, and that's going to be an article. I'm just going to throw that out there. That was an argument. That was a debate. It was either going to be the Anderson Cooper story for today or the Washington Post story We're going to do the Washington Post story. But at the end of the day, the Cooper story eventually won't be a story anymore. The Anderson Cooper, Pam Bondi story won't be relevant. The Washington Post story is going to be relevant tomorrow. It's going to be relevant the next day. It's going to be relevant the day after that. But somebody we left out of the story happens to be part of another bit I wanted to talk about in a little while, and that's Bloomberg. You know, Mayor Bloomberg, or former Mayor Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire Michael Bloomberg. He has a media channel. He employs mouthpieces that spread a message. He understood. He got it. So who knows? Who knows? Maybe Trump does. But I think he's definitely getting it. I think they're getting it. You have to control the messaging. That's why the Democrats, that's why liberals are as popular as far as policy and... But let's put it this way. Unless Democrats controlled the media, unless that was true, okay? You understand? You understand? Convincing people that an assault rifle and a handgun killed 49 people in a club by itself. I mean, you realize the narrative is not about Islamic terrorism. It's not about the Obama administration once again dropping the ball on terrorism. It's about a handgun and an assault rifle. That's what it's about. And unless the Democrats controlled the media, this would never, ever work. The only reason it works is because they control the media. The only reason it works is because you put on CNN, and you put on ABC, and you put on MSNBC, and you put on CBS, and you go online, and your browser opens, and Yahoo, and Google, and you go to the sites. Politico and Huffington Post and BuzzFeed and Daily Beast, they all say the same thing. They all say the same thing. The only station that doesn't is Fox News. But that's a specialty station. You know, I get people go, Rob, what about Fox News? It's a specialty station. You only go there. You only go there to hear Republican messaging. All these other websites, all these other browsers, all this other technology, all this other messaging platforms, newspapers, billboard ads, all of these things you get hit with just unknowingly. They're just there. They're just there. You go into an airport, they don't have Fox News. They don't have Fox News playing in the terminals. It's CNN. You know, when you go on to a browser, there's no conservative browser. There's no browser that floods you with Drudge Report or Breitbart or the Daily Caller. Nothing like that. Absolutely nothing like that. If you're like, oh, I'm going to watch some late night TV. Melissa McCarthy's going to be on The Late Show. I'm going to watch that. Get there and you get your chips, your little late night snack, maybe a little bowl of ice cream. And there's Stephen Colbert making Nazi symbols and drawing Trump's face next to the Nazi. So you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, well, okay. You're going there to watch Melissa McCarthy talk about Ghostbusters. You're not going there specifically to get political messaging. So, Fox News, you go specifically to get Republican messaging. All this other stuff, you're stumbling on it. You're accidentally inundated with it. You're unknowingly getting that messaging. So you got to control these things. Facebook. Remember how crazy that was? Remember how insane everybody got when they found out that the news feed in Facebook was controlled by 20 or 30 hipster liberals that are in their early 20s, sitting in a room, sitting in their safe space, making sure that liberal messaging is all you get on Facebook. Remember, everybody's like, well, I can't believe they would. What are you talking about? The Washington Post is so weird. It's Jeff Bezos with Amazon. What are you talking? So, it's all about controlling that message. It's all about, again, you have a network. You have Anderson Cooper, okay? You got Wolf Blitzer. You got, Sally Cohen. I mean, the list goes on and on. But Anderson Cooper, he's interviewing Pam Bondi and decides to attack her for her previous work battling gay marriage in Florida. Not talking about the terrorists, not talking about any of the things that the FBI, Homeland Security, not talking about anything that they effed up on, instead basically telling Pam Bondi that all of those people killed was because she and other Republicans have opposed gay marriage. And so in turn, people take that as, I'm going to kill homosexuals. I mean, that's the narrative. The New York Times just put out a story saying the same thing. Sally Cohn. I mean, CNN has people that are on the payroll. So CNN is a news channel, okay? They're supposed to be bringing you news. You know, 5 o'clock, there was a 2-alarm fire. 5 people died. A dog ran across the street and bit the mailman. That's news. That's what CNN is supposed to give you. They're not supposed to be putting out a narrative. They're not supposed to be skewing facts, information to fit a narrative, and that's what they do. So you have Sally Cohen, you have Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon. You have them not talking about radical Islam, not talking about all the countries in the Middle East that kill homosexuals for being homosexual. Instead, they're putting out a narrative that because Republicans have been opposed to gay marriage, it festers bigotry, hatred, and in turn, inspires wacky, crazy people who themselves have repressed homosexual feelings to go out and kill homosexuals. I mean, it's just the furthest, absolute furthest thing that happened Saturday. And this could only be out there. These messages can only be out there if you control the media. New York Times is putting this out there. CNN is putting it out there. So again, you're in an airport, you're in a doctor's lobby. The New York Times is there. It's one of those papers that if somebody says, hey, we need a newspaper here, we it's a waiting room, or it's an airport terminal, or it's an airport, it's an airplane, whatever. Oh, the New York Times. Okay, I guess I'm here for an hour, we're in a layover, whatever. Okay, New York Times, boom, okay. Republicans are responsible for killing gays. Oh, wow, okay. Walking through the airport, there's Anderson Cooper. You know, Pam, it's your policies that killed these people. Oh, wow, God, that's what the New York Times. There's Sally Cohen. Hi, I'm Sally Cohen. Rachel Maddow stole my gimmick. Republicans killed all those people. Killed them. They're gay bad. They killed them all. So now guess what? You get home, talking to your wife, your girlfriend, maybe talking to your husband, whoever, your mom, your dad, and you go, hey, you know that nightclub shooting? It was just a crazy guy who was a closet homosexual who got messaging from Republicans who hate gays, so he killed them all. And that person looks at you and goes, I thought a radical Muslim did it. No, absolutely not. He's a guy that just hates gays. And he's been listening to Republicans talk. Oh, wow, okay. I mean, that's That's what happens when you own the media. I watched Jim Clyburn, House rep. He was on Chris Matthews yesterday or one of the MSNBC shows. And he said, this attack Sunday, it's not about ISIS. It's not about Islam. It's about the guns. That's what it's about. It's about the guns. Well, someone had to use the gun. Who used the gun? Who used the gun? Didn't someone use the gun? Right? Someone used the gun. So don't you gotta like look to the person who used the gun? Who used the gun? So it can only happen. This can only be if you control the media. If you don't let any other, if you don't let any other message through, and every single one of the media outlets are towing one narrative, then that's what it is. That's what it will be. Jeez. So that's the article in Vanity Fair. And I mean, it goes through, you know, this person, this executive talks about, Ivanka and her husband, Jared Kushner, who owns the New York Observer, talks about them really pushing for this to happen. And I will say, it only works, and let me throw this out there, and then we'll end this, because we got a ton of stuff to get to, and we never get to everything. The only way this type of stuff works is if it's on free TV. Okay, now let me explain what I mean by that. If it's a Blaze Network, whatever the hell the Glenn Beck thing was called, or Levin TV, it's not going to work. So if the Trump people are listening to today's show, make sure you listen to me correctly. It will not work. Okay, you have to be on free TV. And what I mean by that is cable. I know it's not free, but it is. In the sense that you order cable, you get, whatever low package, so you don't have like every single movie channel known to man. You get your basic HBO. All right, maybe Showtime. Included in that is, you know, ESPN, Country Music Channel, MTV1, MTV2, VH1. That's what I consider free TV. Yeah, you're paying $30-$40 a month, but you're paying for all of those channels. They're not stand alone. The only way a Trump network works, the only way a conservative Republican channel works, is being in a cable package. You need to be in a cable package. You need to be offered free or with the $30 subscription, just like ESPN. That's the only way it works. If it's a Mark Levin or a Glenn Beck where you got to pay. Yeah, it just doesn't work. Trust me, it doesn't work. Yes, I know. I'm not a media super giant, but I've been involved in the entertainment business enough. I'm 42. I've been doing this since I was 19. Creating programming, being part of creating content. I had a wrestling company. You have to be on television. You have to be on free TV. I mean, look at the WWE. Just look at that for an example. Their weekly free television show gets anywhere between 3.5 to 5, 6 million people watching their program. Their subscription service, their network, their $9.95 network, they're barely getting 1 million people. So they get 4 times as many people watching them on the free platforms. And that's just one example. One example. So the only way the Trump network or conservative network will work is being on free cable TV. But it would work. I've been saying it for months and months and months and months and months. It would work. It will work. You have your own anchors, you have your own reporting. I mean, there's so many things out there that are newsworthy that don't get reported on because they paint the Democrats in a bad light, and they're not conspiracy things. They're not, chemtrails. They're not things like that. They're legitimate stories. But because the Democrats control the media, you're not going to get those stories. And if you get those stories, it's quick. Boom, boom, gone. In, out, over. There's not a three. I mean, listen, Trump and the whole Judge Curiel. That was a week. I mean, that was a week. That was a week. A week breaking it down, discussing it. Every nuance, the slow motion of Trump's lips. But Hillary Clinton talking about hot sauce in her bag, pandering to blacks. I mean, she said that. Her and Blasio talking about colored people time. I mean, that wasn't even a story. I mean, it literally was this happened, that's it. Let's talk about blah, 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 blah. There were no panels convened breaking down what Hillary Clinton said and then tracing back the history of the Clintons and do they have racism in them? They easily could have done at least 2 or 3 days worth of panels bringing up past statements, Bill Clinton calling Obama's campaign a fairy tale being that of Jesse Jackson. Talking about Bill Clinton would have, or Obama would have been carrying Bill Clinton's bags a few years ago. I mean, these are all things that Clinton, they easily could have just dissected all of this. But they didn't. There's just tons of stories out there. Every day, there's stories out there. And you'll go on MSNBC, you'll go on CNN, you'll go on ABC. You'll watch Stephanopoulos, and you'll go, wow, I can't believe they're just not talking about that. Well, go figure. So you got to be on free TV.